The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Glenn Yates, Sarah Spain, Israel Gutierrez, Bomani Jones. Look at this photo. It's awesome. But also, if the shoulder is so much a concern for Tatis that he can't play the infield, why is it not a concern as he crashes into the outfield wall? Also, Robert Saleh, new Jets head coach, said Zach Wilson's name, and then he said Peyton Manning's name in a couple sentences. What does that mean? Let's go. The Luka Max, 5 years, $207 million. It's Supermax to the gills. It's the largest deal ever for a player that young in NBA history. I don't need to see any more. Israel Gutierrez around the horn to you. How huge is this deal? And do you wonder if Dallas can get enough around Luka to make it all work?
Well, it's literally a huge deal, and it's a deal that only he was able to get because of being first-team All-NBA for a couple of years this early in his career. So, yes, huge deal. In terms of what it means for Dallas, creating or bringing in other people to play around him, we've seen sort of a model with that with Dirk Nowitzki, and it wasn't really successful. They were able to piece together pieces and win a championship,
but it wasn't successful
really
with Dirk Nowitzki?
Big-name free agents coming to Dallas.
Okay, I understand you there.
No, I mean, what big names went to go play with him as free agents, right? There weren't really a lot of them. And then so you go to Dirk, even this year with Luka, you're talking about Kyle Lowry was a target. They had salary cap space to sign somebody. Couldn't get him. Kyle Lowry picked Jimmy Butler as a teammate over Luka Doncic here. So it makes you wonder if they're looking at it like, well, maybe he's too young. We don't know what he's going to play like with another superstar teammate because of that usage rate up at the top of the league with Joel Embiid. We really don't know. And if you want an example of somebody who has played beside him, Kristaps Porzingis. Not really been the player that we expected him to be with Dallas, so I think there's a lot of question marks there, but at the top of the list is there aren't really a lot of free agents clamoring to go to Dallas, even if Luka.
I want to get to everybody else, but real quick, Israel, point blank, if he could have Dirk Nowitzki's career, that would be a no for you?
No, I think at this point, at this level of his career, we're talking LeBron comparisons for Luka. You're talking multiple championships, not
just... Monty Jones, I'll bring you in here.
All right, so Izzy is absolutely right that Dallas has not been able to bring in free agents. And when you go back and look year by year at the rosters that Dirk Nowitzki played with, it was malpractice what he dealt with. Even the year they won that championship, you'd be like, hey, they had Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd in his 17th season. Now, you absolutely pay him this $40 million a year. There's no question. Whether you can build around him, they're going to have to figure out something creative because, again, they can't attract free agents necessarily. But I don't know why I would want to play with Luka Doncic necessarily. Izzy points to it. It's not just the high usage rate. We don't know what it will be like for somebody else to play alongside him. We saw James Harden when he became super high usage rate guys. They brought in guys to try to play with him. None of them wanted to keep trying to do it. So, yo, if you're Dallas, this is what you give a go because we've seen Luka as the one-man band do some incredible things while losing in the first round of the playoffs. You presume that that could get better, but he's also going to have to get better and do things like play defense.
Some hot takes there with some cold water here on Luka. Clinton Yates, I'll bring you in here.
I can't believe what I'm listening to. Did you guys watch him actually play basketball? Obviously, he's somebody you want to make sure that you keep around because he puts people in the seats. Hell, the Slovenian national team is wearing Mavs practice jerseys because his influence is that major globally. And if you're going to compare him to Dirk Nowitzki, a guy who won an MVP and won a title, and say that that's not good enough in a market like Dallas with a guy like Mark Cuban who's been going nuts and can't figure anything out, that is a total win. Luka is the best thing that's coming to this league from across the pond in 10 years. You do every single thing you can to keep that dude in your building, for sure. What are we talking about?
Well, I don't think Israel and Bomani went that far, but they put him at LeBron's level.
At
I guess now Sarah Spain,
where were you?
You can tell me who you're with, Clinton or Isn't Bo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were arguing necessarily different things. Everyone agrees you give him this deal, he's earned it, and it's incredibly impressive that he doesn't have to do anything else to get that 207 guaranteed. It's already in there. Some other younger players are going to have to achieve things to have that opportunity. He's already done it, which is unbelievable at the age of 22. You pointed out what he did for Team Slovenia in the Olympics. You pointed out that when he was playing with grown men as a teen, he was a proven winner, and he was making the Mavs much better than expected. Kristaps Porzingis not being that great is not an indictment of Luka to me. It's who he's been his entire career. They need to put someone legitimate next to them, and then we could see the proof of concept that you can have a second option and another superstar with him. At the age of 22, doing what he's already done, to argue that his usage rate or his dominance of the ball is a reason to believe that he can't be paired with another superstar ignores all the other times we've used that argument when we put people together and then watch them make each other better. I absolutely would be building around Luka right now, and I do think this is a destination now that they have him wrapped up for a long time.
Bomani back in.
I just told you a dude they tried to do that with twice with James Harden in Houston and it didn't go. Now it worked when
he's
they put him with
James
Kevin Durant
Harden.
And Kyrie Irving. Wait. Hold on. What do you mean by you saying that he is not James Harden?
That's
that seems to be the most
comp.
Similar
the
that you could make to him.
And he's not the same guy.
What's the difference?
I'll give you another example real quickly. Application to your
early
team,
on in his
practice.
Career.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Israel.
Early on in his career, LeBron James in Cleveland. Great. They tried to put a couple pieces on him to sort of fix it. Hey, we can win a championship with this. Nope. 7 years go by, they didn't win a championship.
Michael Jordan.
Because nobody wanted
Michael
to go
Jordan.
There, even to play with LeBron James. Chicago is different than Cleveland, different than Dallas. That seems to be a better organization. Or Jordan was the one guy.
Wait, I'll let you get
but right
in
here,
now.
We're
I
seeing in this era of the league, money. Not going to Dallas or random cities like that.
He is immensely young. You do not have to have free agents coming there right now. Now, look at the team that just won the NBA Finals. You can build. There is time.
That's a different argument.
Point.
I think the crux of the issue here is, and Bomani, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said something before we sat down that stuck with me. You would take Zion over Luka Doncic. Mm-hmm. And I thought mm-hmm. it was unanimous that Luka was the player in the NBA you would build your team around. I mean, we're talking about guys in their 21, 22, 23-year age, but you don't see him that way, Bomani.
No, that's less about how I see Luka than the fact that I think that Zion has potential to be a first-team all-defense guy who can also distribute the ball while being absolutely unstoppable when it comes time to get into the paint. I haven't said a bad thing about Luka Doncic, but I do think from what we've seen him run the Allen Iverson model thus far. I am curious how it goes when you start actually having to win as opposed to just being happy, because Sarah says that he's exceeded every expectation. No, they did not exceed expectations last year, especially not coming out of the bubble with what they did in the first round before that.
Israel.
You could sell me on Zion as well, in large part because he doesn't need the ball to be effective. He can have a 60% shooting percentage. He can dominate the paint. He can do all these things without actually having the ball in his hands for most of the shot clock. And yes, it is a problem with the usage rate that high. We saw it initially with LeBron and Dwayne sort of had to pull away and figure it out. We haven't seen it yet with the Nets because they haven't been on the floor at the same time, all three of them. So yes, if you bring in another ball-dominant person, just like they did with James Harden in Houston, it's going to be a bit of a puzzle to try to figure out. And is Luka in the mode to try to really figure out somebody else right now and be his teammate,
Sarah,
or is he just trying to go off
still
and be himself? I would say he's doing that.
That Luka is not the one guy in the NBA you're building your team around. Sarah, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, you can name a bunch of other names that are going to be really exciting to watch build around Zion, Trae Young, even someone like Booker. I'm flabbergasted that you're looking at a 22-year-old who's already done as much as he has and deciding because you haven't seen it yet, that means it can't happen. That's about roster construction so far for him, not about the way that Luka plays, in my opinion.
I don't know. I mean, it's shocking to me that you guys have this much heat. And Luka, it's a great story. Yeah, an NBA story in the middle.
God forbid somebody say anything about Luka Doncic other than he's the next LeBron James. People lose their damn minds. It's the most annoying thing.
Well, I mean, the loss of mind is going both ways here, Bomani Jones. It is going both ways. Everybody's losing their minds. It's all right.
Pets' heads are falling
off. I'm just impressed you guys have this energy. Keep that energy up. When we're at game 41 of an 82-game season. We'll move on. Here's Lamar Jackson back from his second COVID stint. Asked yesterday about getting the vaccine.
You know, I got to talk to my team doctors and, you know, try to see how they feel about it. You know, keep learning as much as I can about it, and we'll go from there.
So you might go for it.
We'll see. Talking to the doctors. We'll see. You know, I feel it's a personal decision. You know, I'm just going to worry about that with my family, you know, keep my feelings to my family and myself.
Bomani, how do you hear that?
What is so personal about this decision, or is this is a personal decision, is a way to stop people from saying you sound stupid right now? Because most of the times when people come with these explanations of not taking the vaccine, whether they like it or not, they wind up sounding stupid. Now, I have no idea what is going through his mind because he says it is this personal decision, but I do know this. If you're not going to get vaccinated, yeah, that's your call. But he be out there. Like, you follow him on social media. It ain't like he's some dude that's not vaccinated and now taking every precaution. No, he's out there and he ain't got a mask on while he's out there doing it. And to me, you got to pick one. Either take this vaccine or live a life of the utmost caution. As ridiculous as Kirk Cousins sounded last week, at least he did say, well, put me in plexiglass. That does get the point that if you're going to not be vaccinated, you're going to have to take some measure of precaution. If that's what Lamar Jackson wants to do, he better do it that way. Otherwise, I got no choice but to look at you and say you sound ridiculous right now.
Glenn Yates.
He sounds misguided and he sounds also misdirected. I think that when a man that young says, you got to talk to my doctors, when he's pretty well intelligent about a lot of other things, he's kind of shying away from responsibility that he doesn't want to take. And he's trying to, and I think this is, I don't want to say reasonable, but understandable, is that he's not really trying to deal with this on a public level. And I get why people say it's a personal decision. It's not. I don't need to be an epidemiologist to explain to you how vaccines work and how viruses get exchanged, but like he just seems like he's a little overwhelmed by answering these questions. And it's really sad that at this point, at this stage on the schedule in America, that guy in that big of a position is still shying away from such an answer.
Well, we've seen enormous names in the sport. And Sarah, just last week, I mean, you recognized the frustration players had with the Players Association and with how the league has moved forward here. How do you hear Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I want to keep that same energy from the last topic, but we're 6+ months into this energy. How can you still say, I got to talk to my team and see how they feel about it? You've already gotten the virus twice. How can you say this is a personal decision when people have been yelling for months about how it's not personal? You're part of a larger community that you are putting at risk. That means immunocompromised that can't get the vaccine. That means children that can't get the vaccine. As we learn more about the Delta variant and how it's disproportionately putting unvaccinated people in hospitals, on respirators, dying, long hauler symptoms, you are not only putting yourself at risk, but your team, your future contract, your coaches, your staff, the fans. Like, this is far from personal. And it's just frustrating, Tony, because I think all of us are feeling as overwhelmed as at any other point in the pandemic because we have the answers now and we're not using them. So to keep using that, I'm going to keep looking into it. I'm going to talk to my doctors and my team. There's nothing more to learn right now about it. We've got billions of people getting it that are safe and helping others by getting it. I don't know what else to say anymore.
Do you believe, and I'll bring Israel Gutierrez in here, that the Ravens are at a competitive disadvantage or any team with a player who's still saying, I need to look into this and this is a private matter, Israel?
I do believe. I just believe it creates an extra something, whether it be a just discussion among teammates, whether it be the potential of him, sitting out again or having to sit out for an extended period of time. I do believe it can create this sort of waves in the locker room when you've got 90% of the team or 90+% of the team vaccinated and your most important player won't get it, but won't really give you a good reason as to why. And so I don't know what he's saying in that locker room. It doesn't seem like he's hiding a great reason for it. Seems like he's being a little flippant with it, actually.
Bing.
Yeah, I would just say he's already missed a game last year for COVID. He's already missed 10 days of practice this year for COVID. You don't even need the long-term effects of it. It's already happened in the immediate.
And Yates.
I think that once we saw that Ron Rivera couldn't even get players on his own team to get vaccinated, I understand Sarah's, passion for this, but when that happened, a guy who is immunocompromised, who's actually leading the team, my entire viewpoint changed on what I could expect out of this league at this point from any player.
Thanks for your thoughts, Sarah.
Class issue, though. Lamar Jackson can afford to say, I ain't getting it. Dude 52 went and got a shot.
Bomani Jones, Israel Gutierrez, Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates. Keep that same energy. Buy yourself next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5-HE Travel to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
This photo of Fernando Tatis Jr. jumping into the right field wall as he works out some outfield play. Been wondered by some if the shoulder is a concern and he can't play the infield. Why is it not a concern if he plays the outfield? This is the year he's separated his shoulder, what, three times and signed the 300 whatever million dollar extension with San Diego. Clinton, buy or sell the potential move to the outfield for Tatis?
I'm selling it as a permanent move. I'm buying it as a spell situation. Think of this more like Trey Turner, a guy that can play both the infield and the outfield, rather than, say, I don't know, Craig Biggio, who had to move all the way out there because he couldn't otherwise do anything else. It's a way to ease pressure on his arm because the throws that he makes are different types of throws. Less high pressure, less quick fast. It's more just, you know, it's an outfield throw. It's a different thing. I understand it in terms of a spell, not a permanent move.
When you see that photo of him jumping into a wall with the shoulder that's been separated three times, you're okay with that?
I mean, he looks sexy as hell. I'm always okay with that.
Sarah Spade, how about you?
Was a sexy photo. Yeah, running into the wall is a problem, but allegedly, according to the experts who are making this decision, you're diving less. You have more time to decide how to dive in the outfield. So I'm here for it. I mean, we've seen it since Gary Sheffield and Robin Yount. We saw him more recently with D. Gordon. We've seen plenty of players make the move, and athletically, he's fully capable. If he's already missed three different stints this year and he's still leading the NL in homers, you want to see him out there, and whatever that takes, including an outfield move, is fine with me.
I'm not even kidding, Tony. That photo made me change my mind on this subject. I was, first of all, hey, no, encase him in something, put him away for the year. Okay. But if he can do that and just show off in the outfield for the rest of the season, I'm going to go ahead and trust them and say he can't get hurt any worse. Let him go ahead and show off in the outfield, even if it's for half a season. Put it on the reel.
You're trusting them. Bomani, again, $340 million extension, separated his shoulder three different occasions this season. Should we believe the Padres here?
For that exact reason that you said, I'm buying it because they're the ones that have already agreed to pay the dude $340 million. Like, I feel like if they thought there was a real risk, they wouldn't put him out there. Number two, you keep talking about seeing him run into a wall. I don't know how y'all do this in Staten Island, but that looked like a dude jumping over a wall. Like, not everybody's going to be Bryce Harper and then get knocked out when they hit the wall, you know?
There's inherent risk when you're playing both positions. We understand that. It's amazing to me that they're playing through here. They're playing through when their investment is almost a third of $1 billion. We'll move on. Bringing up Peyton Manning when you're talking about your rookie quarterback. Let's talk this. Jets coach Robert Saleh said rookie quarterbacks like Zach Wilson can struggle in their first year. It can get worse before it gets better. And he said, look at Peyton Manning. So he put it all out there. The stats of Zach Wilson in camp, Sarah Spain, I'm sure you've seen them. They're not great, but it's camp. What is Saleh telling us here? That Wilson's going to struggle or that he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, today alone again, 10 for 17, six sacks and interception. Obviously, way too early to know how that translates to games, but I think it's smart. I'm buying saying this, not because you set an expectation that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but you let people know, even if he sucks this year, I want you to believe. And I'd rather have that set up than expect him to come out guns blazing, especially because they got no other options. This is their guy. They've set up the team for him to start right away, and it could be ugly, and he's just saying, hold your horses on deciding whether that's ugly forever or just right now.
Yeah, but we make quick decisions on quarterbacks now. If you can go throw 25 interceptions your rookie year, you're probably going to struggle. You might not get, you know, the automatic starting job the following year even. You might not even be on the same team, Josh Rosen. So I do think, you know, you probably look at this and say, coach, Don't put that kind of pressure on me in New York. I'm already the surprise number two pick here. I don't need to be compared to Peyton Manning.
That's interesting. Bomani, do you think Peyton Manning would have been given the same leash now that he was 20 years ago? That's an interesting point, Israel. Bomani, how do you hear Salah?
Yeah, well, the big thing is if Peyton Manning played now, he wouldn't throw those 28 interceptions. It's a completely different game. You can't use that as the reference. If you want to use the reference of, wow, that guy couldn't hit the broadside of the barn and now he looks great, just get more modern and go with Josh Allen. Like, if you looked at the worst of Josh Allen from year one, what he did last year was miraculous. That's the guy to point to if you want to make this example.
Ben Yates. I'm selling this, but it's way on brand for this guy. I mean, Manning literally just went into the Hall of Fame in Canton, so it's not like this is not completely grandiose. We're also talking about the same guy that wanted to take a police escort through downtown New York in a rainstorm to watch the Knicks play ball and jam up all the traffic. This guy goes way big.
This is a Clinton Yates.
Personal grievances.
Were you stuck in that traffic, Clinton? It seems like a little bit hurt.
No, but you don't do that. Come on, man. You guys have been in town a day, and you're jamming up downtown traffic for the Knicks? That was a Bush League move. We all know that.
Listen, Sarah, this was feisty today. That's not making a ruling on the Luka versus Zion argument or whatever we were having before. It just happens that Israel and Bomani have not lost their minds enough, and they're in showdown. 2 minutes.
Up in here.
You see where you lean.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Saquon Barkley off the PUP list and onto the PAP list, physically able to perform for the New York Giants now. 11 months since tearing the ACL, and Coach Joe Judge says it's a possibility he'll get reps in the preseason. You signing off on reps in the preseason for Saquon Barkley, Israel?
I might be crazy. I might kind of going fan here, but with extreme situation like this where he's had a couple of knee injuries and he hasn't been on the field enough, I kind of want to see it a little bit. Not a lot, but I kind of want to see a little bit on the field just to get him going, just to prove he can do it a little bit before we get to the regular season.
Bomani? Isn't that what practice is for? Like, if you need somebody to hit him, you want it to be somebody that you pay rather than somebody who's trying to figure out how to get a salary from somebody else. Ain't nobody going to hit him low in your own practice. They're going to lose their job. Somebody hit him low in a preseason game, they might get a promotion.
Israel, I know it's been a while since you got a FaceTime, but I just want to see you do it in a preseason before we can give it to you here. Point game FaceTime, Bomani Jones.
Back where I belong, and I love you too. Hey, guys, I don't know if you've seen this, but they got a little beef down there in New Orleans. Michael Thomas and the team. The team thought he should have had a surgery earlier. Michael Thomas put something up on Instagram about how he protected their reputation by not saying anything. And I just want to make this point to everybody out here who's thinking about putting something on Instagram that is entirely comprised of words. That ain't what it's for. That thing is a picture of a camera. You're supposed to put pictures there. Everybody thinks they got something wise to say on Instagram. Nobody wise says those things on Instagram. Like, I just want to let you know that right now. No matter who you are, I bet you think you dropping bombs on them. You hitting them with knowledge. You dropping science. Yeah, not.
At Clinton Yates on IG.
That's
follow
the last word.
Boy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Where else am I going to wish my dad?